We must do more than esteem the wisdom of God. We must learn, love, and live it out. We cannot be people who honor the wisdom of God in theory, all the while ignoring it when it comes to practical obedience. It appears that the Corinthian church was battling this very issue. They were running full stride into the wisdom of the world after having been converted to Christ. They were attempting to add earthly wisdom to heavenly wealth. And if we take a step back, what did it get them? Well, if we look at this book alone, we see it brought them division, an anti-authoritarian attitude towards Paul as an apostle. It brought them a loveless attitude towards each other, sexual immorality, animosity, arrogance, neglect. The embracing of what was the currently trendy philosophy of the day brought all of those vices and bad attitudes into the church. And we are under the same threat today. You, your children, all of us are under the same temptation. We are being tempted every day to be slowly pulled away by the tide and trends of culture, and we sometimes don't even recognize it. So once again, the culture, like we said yesterday, can pull you along for a long ride when no one is reading their Bibles or thinking critically, reflecting about God's Word. So listen, it's not enough just to be against something, to be against the wisdom of the world. You have to be in line with God's wisdom. And not because it makes you a good person, but because it feeds your soul and draws you into communion with God as you trust the author and the creator of life itself. As you pray today, please remember Harrison Orellana and his family, our changemaker missionaries in Peru. And also remember the Barbague Life Word broadcast that's heard throughout Tanzania.